You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Thursday, April 15, 2021. Don't let go. Reducing intentional releases of natural gas spurred by ESG objectives, regulations. Published by Housley Carr. Methane, the primary component of natural gas, is the second most abundant greenhouse gas tied to human activity after carbon dioxide, and pound for pound has 25 times the heat-trapping potential of CO2. We also know that a considerable portion of methane emissions come from the oil and gas industry, not just from leaks but from intentional releases such as blowdowns, when operators vent natural gas into the atmosphere to relieve pressure in the pipe and allow maintenance, testing, and other work to take place. Sure, it would be better for the environment and most everybody involved if there was a way to capture natural gas instead of releasing it. Spoiler alert, there is. But what are the incentives for producers, pipeline owners, or local distribution companies invest in a solution? Today, we consider what midstreamers, transmission operators, and LDCs can do to minimize blowdowns. In 2021, you can't talk about the energy business without considering the fact that producing, processing, transporting, and consuming hydrocarbons generates greenhouse gases, or GHGs, or that the global drive to reduce GHGs has reached critical mass. As we said in our series on environmental, social, and governmental, or ESG issues, climate change is a major, if not the top, concern for regulators, investors, and lenders upstream, midstream, and downstream oil and gas companies that ignore this do so at the risk of turning away from some potential investors. GHGs also figure in a number of other topics we've blogged about, including hydrogen, which some see as a low or no carbon energy alternative, and low carbon fuel standards. According to the EPA, carbon dioxide, or CO2, accounts for more than 80% of U.S. GHG emissions from anthropogenic sources, things that humans are responsible for, such as driving, generating electricity, running factories, and heating homes and offices. However, while CO2 tends to dominate the conversation, there are other GHGs, and few, if any, are more impactful than methane. Methane accounts for about 10% of U.S. emissions from human activity. So, why is it so important? Because methane packs a hefty punch. Just 1 million pounds of methane has the same heat-trapping effect in the atmosphere as 25 million pounds of CO2. Also, methane's lifetime in the atmosphere, about 10 years before it fully decays, is much shorter than that of CO2, hundreds of years. Which means that if the U.S. and other countries succeed in significantly reducing methane emissions in this decade, the potential benefit of slowing down climate change will be more immediate and effective. Methane levels in the atmosphere have more than doubled since the start of the Industrial Revolution. In the U.S., about 28% comes from the oil and gas industry, and an equal amount comes from enteric fermentation, a polite way of saying what cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, and other ruminants release into the atmosphere through burping and other means. Most of the rest comes from the decomposition of waste in landfills, manure management, another great euphemism, and coal mining. A lot of methane is vented to make mines safer. As for methane releases by the oil and gas sector, they fall into two main categories, intentional and unintentional. The latter mostly occurs when methane leaks during the production, processing, transportation, and storage of natural gas, as well as from incomplete combustion, including during gas flaring. In response to the Federal Pipeline Hazardous Materials and Safety Administration's, or PHMSA, new gas mega rule and increasing ESG pressure from investors and lenders, many midstreamers have been expanding their leak detection and repair, or LDAR, programs, a topic we discussed in the third installment of our ESG series. A number of states and localities have either implemented regulations around monitoring and reducing methane emissions or are considering doing so. Our focus today is on intentional methane releases, which typically involve the deliberate venting of natural gas from a pipeline into the atmosphere to relieve pressure in the pipe in advance of maintenance or testing. An important thing to note is that while many unintentional leaks are relatively small, many on-purpose releases are sizable, often involving opening a valve and releasing thousands or even tens of thousands of cubic feet of gas per minute. Given the huge impact of methane on the atmosphere and the fact that intentional venting is, by its very nature, planned and set to occur at known locations, there has been growing pressure on producers, pipeline owners, and LDCs from the environmental community and ESG-focused investors and lenders to reduce or even eliminate it. there's also the possibility that federal and/or state regulations may be implemented to achieve the same end. All of which raises the question, are there alternatives to pipeline venting or blowdowns, as the practice is commonly known? We begin with a definition. A blowdown is the depressurizing of a natural gas pipeline by opening a valve and allowing the gas to escape into the atmosphere, usually through a vertical pipe or stack. Blowdowns are employed on a wide range of pipelines, from large diameter transmission lines to small bore distribution lines, and for a variety of purposes, including maintenance, pigging, testing, and repairs. The amount of natural gas released also varies widely, depending on the diameter and length of pipe being depressurized and the pressure level within that section. In addition to resulting in the direct release of significant volumes of heat-trapping methane into the atmosphere, blowdowns can be dangerous in that the natural gas that is released and mixed with the air is highly combustible. Workers have to take special care to ensure there are no ignition sources in the area. There are at least a few mitigatory steps a pipeline operator can take to reduce the methane released from maintenance and other work that requires depressurization. These include flaring of the released gas, which reduces the volume of methane released into the atmosphere by 95% or more, but, like blowdowns, wastes the energy in the gas, and reducing the pressure in the affected section of pipeline with the use of downstream or mobile compressors before starting a blowdown. But flaring not only wastes the energy in the gas, it can be dangerous, and hydrocarbon combustion produces CO2 as a byproduct, so you're basically mitigating one GHG in exchange for another. However, none of these fully eliminate the release of natural gas. There is another option being used by a number of pipeline operators that can achieve 100% containment of methane, the ZEVATS or Zero Emission Vacuum and Compressor System. TPE Midstream ZEVATS is a portable unit that consists of 1. A pneumatic-powered vacuum that sucks natural gas from the pipeline section just upstream of where the work needs to be done, and 2. A compressor that returns the vacuumed gas back up to pipeline pressure so that it can be discharged into a nearby downstream pipeline. Our understanding is that ZEVATS can handle a broad range of pipeline pressures and can reduce the pressure within the work area to 0 pounds per inch 2 or 0 pounds per square inch. There are, of course, financial costs associated with buying or renting a ZEVATS to remove, repressurize, and reinject natural gas rather than simply releasing that gas into the atmosphere. Therefore, TPE Midstream recommends what it calls an impact-based approach to determining the most cost-effective types of projects on which to employ it versus a blowdown or other alternatives. Among other things, the factors that influence the decision include the volume of natural gas released with each event, the frequency of the events, and the degree to which a blowdown would affect the public, that is, whether it is near homes, schools, or businesses where public concern about blowdowns would be high. As we see it, these costs associated with using a ZEVATS system would be weighed against the benefits that would accrue from improved safety, reduced public anxiety, and progress toward the ESG goals of producers, pipeline owners, and LDCs, not to mention the value of the gas itself or, more significantly, the positive optics for public and private stakeholders. LDCs in particular would be in the best position to take the lead in the use of such a system, given that their interactions with a pipeline-wary public are the most intense. They can also make a convincing case to regulators that costs related to reducing the need for blowdowns should be recouped through their rates. In our ESG series, we noted that an increasing number of energy companies aim to cut their GHG emissions through the 2020s and 2030s, and eliminating intentional methane releases would certainly help them towards that end. For producers and midstreamers, the decision whether to use ZEVATS will likely be based on a combination of economics and the desire to meet ESG-related goals. As for producers and owners of long-distance pipelines, using a system like ZEVATS may be a harder sell unless until federal regulations restrict the intentional release of methane. Don't Let Go Love was written by Ivan Matias, Andrea Martin, and Marquez Etheridge. It appears as the third song on the soundtrack album for Set It Off, which was released in theaters in September 1996 by New Line Cinema. It also appears as the second song on En Vogue's third studio album, EV3. Released as a single in October 1996, the song went to number 1 on the Billboard Hot R&B/Hip-Hop Songs chart and number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles charts. It has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA. The Set It Off soundtrack and EV3 have both been certified platinum by the RIAA. 4 singles were released from Set It Off and 3 from EV3. En Vogue is an American R&B and pop vocal group formed in Oakland, California, in 1989 by singers Terry Ellis, Don Robinson, Cindy Herron, and Maxine Jones. The group has released 7 studio albums, 1 live album, 3 compilation albums, 2 EPs, and 28 singles. and Vogue has sold more than 30 million records worldwide and has won 2 American Music Awards, 1 Billboard Music Award, 7 MTV Video Music Awards, and 3 Soul Train Awards. 6 members have passed through the group, with original members Terry Ellis and Cindy Herron now joined by Rhonda Bennett. In 2021, the group made an appearance in the movie Coming to America alongside Salt and Pepper.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.